To answer the question, what it's like being a science teacher, I kind of feel a little unqualified because I haven't even been doing it for 1 year yet, and here I am talking to you about it. I guess what my experience has been like. The first perspective is what my friends think I do. And they think it's all, you know, Bunsen burners and explosions and, you know, mixing chemicals. And I suppose when you reflect back on high school, or if you're currently an HSC student, maybe you can reflect back on your earlier years when it was a bit more exciting and a little bit less, you know, doing past papers. I have to admit, there is an element of that. There's definitely an element of, you know, getting into labs and, you know, just doing some raw science, which is really fun. Also, it's a sort of job where I can justify doing science experiments at home. You know, when you're passionate about science, which, you know, if you're in this room, there's a very good chance that you are passionate about science, then it's kind of good when you've got a job where you can sort of have an excuse to keep that passion burning. So that's what my friends think I do. Now, I don't know if there's any teachers in here. I hope I'm not offending anyone, but the older teachers, and this is particularly, I noticed this quite a lot when I was doing my prac last year. I'd sort of come in and I'd have all these ideas on how I could use technology in the classroom. You know, even just using, you find a lot of teachers, a lot of schools now, the students have laptops, and that's a new thing for me. I never had a laptop when I was at school. And the students, obviously, you know, on Facebook the second they get a chance. And teachers are being sort of encouraged to use laptops because obviously, you know, it's a wonderful piece of technology, and if you use it right, then it can be really helpful. But the teachers, particularly the older ones, you know, you find a lot of them are going, all right, go to this website, write down some summary notes, and that's it. There's no real sort of, I guess, interaction with the technology interface. And so sometimes when I, particularly in the science faculty meetings and stuff, I'll present something new that I've done, and the teachers will be like, they're impressed. And a lot of teachers are actually quite good with this stuff, and some of them do get what's going on. Obviously, one of the benefits of being in academia is you do kind of get nice holidays, and I'm kind of looking forward to Christmas. Last holidays, I kind of was looking at my bank account on payday. I was kind of apprehensive. I wasn't sure if I was actually going to get any money coming in or not, and it was very nice when I did. I was very happy with that. But I have to admit, you really do earn it. I mean, officially, my hours for this job, 8:20 till 4 o'clock. I'm probably there at 7:30 in the morning, and I'm probably there till about 5 o'clock. And then I've got a bag full of, if not, you know, my laptop and resources. It might be a box full of books that I need to mark, or assessments, tests, all that sort of thing. So, and particularly first year out, you know, the hours don't stop at 5. I might go home, have some dinner, and then 8 o'clock till 11, even later, I'm marking, planning. So when the holidays do come, I think teachers have kind of earned them, in my opinion. That's what my students think, particularly the ratty ones. You know, as a teacher, it's not just about knowing science. You kind of need to know people. You kind of need to have a little bit of, emotional intelligence or empathy. And I've gotten really good at telling when someone has done something wrong, because every student has like a guilty look. They just look up and I go, what are you doing? And then I walk over and they don't know about Alt Tab. It's the best. So I come up and they're you know, doing something on the laptop, and I hit Alt Tab and I can see exactly what they were doing. And they're like, Mr. Osmer, how did you do that? And I'm like, science teacher. That's what I think I do. Oh, what I hope I do. I hope I inspire students. I hope I'm inspiring them. And I mean, ultimately, you know, for me, science is the way of understanding the universe, and I really just want to share that passion for science. And so occasionally, you know, in a class of 26 students, I might have one listening. And if I can, you know, inspire that one student, I'm happy. If I can get the other 25 being quiet, that's a plus. Then there's reality. All right. There is a lot of paperwork and a lot of administration as well, which is very surprising for me, because I was always the sort of do it on the last minute. In fact, I remember when I was at Macquarie, you know, if there was an assignment that was due at, you know, on the 11th of a particular date, I would try to sneak in before 9 on the 12th and slip it into the box so that I was here before the lecturers. That's how late I would do my assignments, and so it was a very big learning curve getting organised and prepared for teaching. My qualifications, I think they were up on the board before. I did a Bachelor of Science, in astronomy and astrophysics. Looks really nice on my transcript. And I did a graduate diploma of education. A lot of serious science, seriously hard work, hours of studying, hours of threatening exams, assignments, everything. A lot of preparation, really, for any sort of a career. That, coupled with a whole bunch of education stuff, which I had to do, which is very different. I way preferred doing the science. The education stuff, you know, you're writing essays, you're reflecting on things. It was very sort of, I don't know, not my thing. But coupled with that was some major experience in the classroom. I had to do 60 days of prac within 1 year. Now, if you think about it, 60 days over the course of a year when you're trying to study, do assignments, assessments, all that sort of thing, and you actually have to go in there and teach a lesson when you haven't really been doing it before, it's very intimidating. It's very scary. It's a lot of hard work. But at the end of it, I suppose you're quite prepared for your first day when you're actually teaching. I remember my first day. Didn't have a supervisor in the back of the classroom. I had a class all to my own. And I was thinking about all the work that I did to get here. And I remember, I'm just staring at this class, and I'm like, I forgot everything. I want to go. I don't want this job anymore. And I'll be honest with you, there are days now where I feel like this. I remember my first parent-teacher interview where I'm sitting there, and there are parents of students. Some of them were actually teachers at the same school. Or if not, you know, the parents had had children for a lot longer than I've been working there. They've had children gone to the college longer than I've been teaching there. They probably knew more about their child, about their child's education, and about education at the college than I did. And I'm there supposed to tell them how their child is going with their education, and I felt like a big phony. But they were very nice, and I got through it. Now, the degree helped in, you know, pretty standard sort of ways, like the skills that you get working in the lab. Obviously, safety is a big thing in high school. I learned all the content I need to know, really. Physics is absolutely the best science for content. The biggest thing that it taught me, and this is probably going to be a common theme with the other presenters, is I kind of learned how to think, how to problem solve, how to tackle problems. The college that I'm teaching at now, Bridgerton College, I was fortunate enough to do my practical experience there last year. I did about 52 days of prac there. I got on really well with the students, with the staff, and I got really lucky. There was an opening at the end of the year. And because I guess I did all the right stuff, I got involved, I had to help out with various extra things. I joined the science club there and I helped the teachers do sciencey things. And I just got a good reputation for myself at the college. And then when the jobs came up, you know, a whole bunch of teachers were nudging me saying, go for the job. I wasn't planning on going for the job. I wanted to go travel, but it was too good an opportunity to turn down. That was pretty exciting. Now, the reality of the job, there is so much planning. If you walk into a class and you haven't planned your work, you're lost. I mean, you might not think a group of 20, 25 high school-aged students is intimidating, but they are. And if you don't know what you're about to do, they know. They'll eat your life. There's marking, a lot of paperwork. And you kind of look after there's a pastoral element, so you're not just teaching, I'm not just teaching science, I actually have to get involved in, you know, the day-to-day. I have a mentor group in the morning, we talk about goals and life. To actually do it, you have to get qualified. I had to do at least 2 years of physics and 2 years of chemistry if I wanted to teach physics and chemistry. I actually did quite a lot of physics, so I had to catch up on the chemistry. The biggest thing, though, is being passionate, because passion is contagious. And if you're not passionate about your material, then the students are just going to be staring at you blankly, like, you know, why are you even here? My favourite thing. I've always told dad jokes. Dad jokes are my favourite sense of humour, much to the annoyance of any of my friends. But at school, every year I'm going to have a fresh batch of kids I can tell the same jokes to. It's awesome. And there's a couple of other benefits. I don't really have a family yet, so I don't need to worry about the family lifestyle, but I'm sure one day I will and I'll like it. Bottom line, all those nice words. Rewarding, entertaining, satisfying and inspiring. Yeah, I love my job.